Hi, this is Bernie Horn, the Senior Director for Policy and Communications at the Public Leadership Institute. Today I'm going to present for you a quick thumbnail version of Voicing Our Values, the Three Rules of Persuasion. Ready? If you're going to persuade those Americans who are not completely locked into their ideology, understand this. When they are considering political candidates and causes, there's one overriding but vague question in their minds. Who is on my side? That's the fundamental element of persuasion. And since you cannot change people's basic beliefs, you must use beliefs already in their minds to persuade them that you are on their side. Here are three basic rules to help you accomplish that. First, begin in agreement and stay in agreement. This is a very old rule of persuasion. 80 years ago, Dale Carnegie explained it in his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. He said, in talking to people, don't begin by discussing the things on which you differ. Begin by emphasizing and keep on emphasizing the things on which you agree. Keep emphasizing, if possible, that you are both striving for the same end and that the only difference is one of method and not of purpose. So start every argument from a point of agreement, and then give your audience a bridge from their preconceptions to your solutions. The goal is not to change people's minds, it's to show your listeners that you both agree already. Finding a point of agreement is not so difficult. You can start by identifying a fairly universally accepted problem, like prescription drugs cost too much, or by empathizing with your listeners' concerns. Say, you're right to be worried about what this proposed new bridge is going to mean to our community. Or by stating a policy ideal. Every child in our city should have access to world-class public schools. To be clear, we're not asking you to misrepresent your views. You never have to compromise your political principles to begin an agreement. You just need to consider a range of possibilities. For example, if your listener is complaining about taxes, even in a conservative fashion, agree that the tax system is unfair. If your audience is worried about government budgets, even when there's no current problem, agree that our government has an obligation to be careful with taxpayer money. If someone is concerned about crime, even in a low-crime community, agree that personal safety must be a top priority for government. If an individual thinks the neighborhood's going downhill, even if that doesn't seem to be the case, agree that you need to preserve the quality of life. When you're in a conversation, listen carefully to what others say. They will provide you with opportunities to agree. Skip the parts where you flatly disagree and steer the discussion toward the elements where you're on the same side. Demonstrate over and over that you understand the problem, that you empathize with your audience, and that you share the same policy ideals. Here's an example. Let's say you're talking to someone who doesn't particularly like taxes, and you want to talk about making taxes more progressive. Start in agreement like this. Our tax system is unfair. The tax burden on working families has increased while rich people and powerful corporations pocket more and more tax giveaways. And that's unjust. See, almost nobody disagrees with that. Then you might provide a statistic, or better yet, tell a story that illustrates the issue, and finish with a very brief explanation of how your policy is consistent with these statements of shared belief and how it addresses the problem. Whatever you do, never say, and try to avoid even implying, that the listeners are wrong. Your audience will stop listening. The second rule is use progressive values. Values are words with progressive meanings built into them. Words like trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, and kind are values that describe personal behavior. But more than that, they implicitly communicate that the behavior is admirable. You could describe the same conduct as brave or foolhardy. You could call a person thrifty or penny-pinching. By choosing to use the value brave or thrifty, you're framing the behavior as positive. Now, in politics, values are ideals that describe the kind of society we're trying to build. Because values are, by definition, beliefs that we share with our listeners, you are in agreement with your audience when you use them. Values suggest that, whatever the specific policy, your overall goals are the same. Consider the stereotypical conservative values: small government, low taxes, free markets, strong military, traditional families. These few words do a pretty good job of laying out a popular philosophy. When conservative values are stated this way, our side too often has no effective response. Progressives usually want to answer the conservative approach not with our own values, but with a laundry list of policies. Or, when we do use values, they tend to evoke negative stereotypes about bleeding heart liberals: compassion, cooperation, concern for our fellow citizens. These may appeal to our base, but they do not persuade undecided Americans. There is another way. It's a set of political values that are poll tested and proven to work. When you're talking about an issue where government has no proper role, like free speech, privacy, reproductive rights, or religion, declare your commitment to freedom. When you discuss an issue where government should act as a referee between competing interests, like court proceedings, wages, benefits, subsidies, taxes, or education, explain that your position is based on opportunity. When you argue about an issue where government should act as a protector, like crime, retirement, healthcare, zoning, or the environment, stand for security. Now, you don't have to say those exact words over and over again. In our book, Voicing Our Values, there's a list of progressive values in three categories that mean freedom or similar values, opportunity or similar values, security or similar values. Now, imagine you're a state legislator visiting constituents door to door, and you're asked what you're going to do to clean up the stream that runs through a particular neighborhood. And cleaning up that stream, let's say, is not really the state legislator's job. A typical progressive might launch into an explanation of the clean water legislation he or she supports. A particularly inept one might say the stream is the responsibility of the city and the county, and there's little the state can do. A good communicator would start in agreement, something like this: it's a terrible shame that our stream has deteriorated like that. It's unsafe, it's unhealthy, it's wrong for our community. Why say that? Well, the only way to connect with this resident is by agreeing wholeheartedly. Note that you should say it's our stream and it's our community, even if you happen to live in a different neighborhood. And if you can, go on to say that you remember what the stream was like when it was clean and beautiful. Then describe your positive values, your goals, something like this: I believe the state needs to make it a top priority to ensure cleaner streams and safer parklands. We need to protect the quality of life in our community. Why use those words? Well, these are values that you share with every voter: cleaner, safer, a better quality of life. At this point, you're welcome to explain your clean water legislation, but keep it simple. You've probably already won that person over. The average voter's really only listening for one thing: are you on my side? By using values that you share with your listener, you demonstrate that you are. Every time you have the opportunity to speak to a persuadable audience, don't forget to express your values. Even if listeners grumble about your policy solution, you might well win their support if you've made it clear that you share the same concerns and are trying to achieve the same goals. So the third rule is this: show listeners how they benefit. Progressives favor policies that benefit society at large. We want to help the underdog. We wish that a majority of Americans were persuaded, as we are, by appeals to the common good. But they are not. In fact, it's quite difficult to convince average citizens to support a policy that appears to benefit people other than themselves, or their families, or their friends. Slinda Lake, one of our movement's very best pollsters, explains that, quote, "Our culture is very, very individualistic. When faced with a proposed government policy, people look for themselves in the proposal. People want to know what the proposal will do for me and to me," unquote. That means, whenever possible, you need to show voters that they personally benefit from your progressive policies. Usually, that's not so hard. When talking about climate change, emphasize how it affects the listener's children and grandchildren. When arguing for criminal justice reform, show how it makes us all safer. Sometimes it's more of a challenge. For example, if you're arguing for programs that benefit people in poverty, don't focus on the way your proposal directly helps the poor. Instead, find a way that it indirectly benefits the middle class. Persuadable voters are rarely in poverty themselves, and they will relate better to an argument that's aimed at them. For example, you're arguing for an increase in the minimum wage. Say something like this: "Raising the minimum wage puts money in the pockets of hardworking Americans who will spend it on the things they need. This in turn generates business for our economy and eases the burden on taxpayer-funded services. It's a win-win. Raising the minimum wage helps build an economy that works for everyone, not just the rich." Why say that? Well, every progressive policy benefits the middle class. Often directly, but at least indirectly. In contrast, nearly every right-wing policy hurts the middle class, even if it more directly hurts the poor. Since persuadable voters are nearly always in the middle class, and they want to know how policies affect them personally, you must focus on that. By telling Americans how a policy benefits them, you are once again staying in agreement and demonstrating that you are on their side. That is how you persuade. For much more about how to persuade those persuadable Americans, look at our book, Voicing Our Values, and try some of our other podcasts. Bye-bye for now.